We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the seventh chapter, second section, seventh chapter. And this chapter is going to focus on what happens if a person prevents himself from doing Chesed. He holds himself back. Hinei b'parkim she'avru be'arnu kodel inyano shel amidah kedoshah zo. In previous chapters, we explained how great this trait of doing kindness is. And now we will explain how bad it is. A person who distances himself from this and makes believe he didn't see that someone else needs his help. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Ksubos, anyone who covers his eye doesn't take note of his fellow man who needs his charity, it's as though he served an idol. It says in the Torah, beware lest there be something that represents there is no yoke of heaven in your heart. When you say to yourself, hey, the Shemitah year is coming, I'm not going to give out loans now. The loans get absolved when Shemitah comes. So the Torah refers to it as, be careful lest there be in your heart an indication that there is no yoke of heaven when you start calculating, I don't want to give loans because the Shemitah year is close. Uchtiv Hatam, and it says in the Torah, also in the book of Dvarim, Yatzu anashim b'nei v'lial mikirbecha ve'yadichu et yoshvei iram. People without the yoke of heaven went and tried to convince others to serve idols. So the Talmud indicates that this terminology of bilial, without the yoke of heaven, being that the Torah uses it in one place to describe those trying to convince others of doing idol worship, and in the other place the Torah refers to those who rescind, those who hold back from doing charity, uses the same terminology, shows us that in God's eyes, holding back from charity has that weight. And we know that this verse refers not only to a person refraining from doing charity, but it also refers to a person who refrains from giving a loan, as the Talmud teaches us in Gittin and in Sota. We'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next class.